Thank you. You are very kind. I must admit, I've misjudged you. Please forgive my prior disdain. In truth, I've been somewhat of an outcast for quite some time. I've not had the pleasure of another's company since. It does not matter. But rest assured, your kindness here today is much appreciated, even if I'm ill-fit to show it. I suppose there may be other ways to show my appreciation, though. If you were so inclined, that is. Would this be of interest to you? My apologies. I forget that humans aren't the most quick-witted creatures about. I'll be blunt. In recompense for your kindness here today, I shall allow you to fuck me. As you would a lover. Matters of flesh mean little to me these days, so it would be no trouble on my part. I'm happy to do it, if you were receptive to the idea. I can see by your flushed expression that you approve. Very well. Then it seems I'll be mating with a human today. Why don't you be a good boy and strip for me? And in solidarity, I'll do the same. Count yourself lucky, human. No man living has ever laid eyes on my face, much less my bare flesh. It's a great honor to be in the presence of the Lord's Blade in such a lewd and inglorious state. But I can see by the way your eyes are fixed on my breasts that you're not a shy sort. I'm glad for that. But that certainly won't do. Your cock is soft and squishy. I forget that humans need some encouragement to reach their full potential. Come, let us sit facing one another. I have certain methods to get you in the proper mood. There. Now, let me just spread my legs for you. Look here, human. Do you see? My gaping slit is eager for your company. Such is inevitable when neglect sets in. But I feel I may not be neglected for much longer. Now, stroke. Stroke your cock and make it hard. I will caress my slit in time with your strokes. Keep your eyes on me. And do exactly as I command. Keep stroking, human. Don't stop. Get yourself nice and stiff for me. That's it. Keep stroking. Oh. I'm getting wet just the thought of what you're about to do to me with that ever-growing cock of yours. Stroke faster. You know, I used to be quite the little slut back in my glory days. I said faster. I used to fuck the other knights of Gwyn. All of them at once. Ornstein in my ass. Cow in my mouth. Just the tip, though. Even I have my limitations. Did I say you could stop? Keep stroking, human. And of course, Artorias was always in my cunt. It was only ever his to fuck, and he always came inside, mind you. I couldn't bear the thought of another man staining my room. That's it. Fast still. Work yourself to the brink. Keep looking at me. But eventually, in his absence, I need to feel it again. I need a cock inside me, even if it's not the man I love. Stroke harder, damn it. Oh, that's it, faster, faster, faster. Stop. That's quite enough, human. I don't want either of us to come to the main event. Now, in reverence to my dearly departed, I wish not to see your face whilst in the throes of passion. You will be the only man to ever penetrate my raw cunt other than him, and I will not tarnish that honor tradition by looking you in the eye. As such, I will lay flat on my stomach. I want you to pin me to the ground with your whole weight and fuck me with everything you have. Every last inch and every last drop of cum. Yes, I expect you to spurt inside of me. Is that understood? If you so much as let a single speck of it escape me, I will be very displeased. Now, if it's not too much trouble, mount me, human. Take me as a man takes a woman. Oh, that's it. Be rough with me. Hold nothing back. Oh, thank the Lord. I was beginning to think I'd never feel this again. Oh, yes, please. Ram it into me like that. Oh, I'm your whore. I'm your slut. Take me like a fucking animal. Harder. I said harder, damn you. Oh, that's better. That's what I needed. Fuck. Artorias. Oh, my love. Oh, yes, please. Oh, fuck me, yes. Did I tell you to stop? Harder, you cunting bastard. Oh, yes, that's it. Oh, that's it, my love. Oh, how I've missed you. Oh, I've missed your cock. Oh, it's perfect. A perfect fit. Oh, like a locking key. Oh, Lord, it's wonderful. Oh, yes. Yes, of course, I'm your bitch. I'm your tight little hole to fuck and to fertilize. I'm not but a husk, desperate to be filled. Nothing but a cock sheath. Your cock sheath. That's right. Be rough with me. Oh, grind me into the fucking stonework. Fuck me bloody if you have to. You... Oh, my hair! Oh, you're pulling my golden locks. Oh, yes, my love, of course, it's yours. I'm all yours, darling. Every piece of me. You can do whatever you like. Oh, I'm yours. My body's yours. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, you're getting close, are you not? Oh, yes, my love, of course, I'll accept it inside. I only ask that you wait for me. Grant me the honor of coming alongside you. Oh, as it was meant to be. Please, my love, let us come together. No. Oh, I'm so close. I'm so close, so close. Do it. Last it in me. Oh, make me pregnant. Oh, I want to bear your child. Oh, I want it so bad. Fill me, fill me, fill me. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, Torrance. I really needed that, in case it wasn't obvious. I sense you feel the same way. Am I wrong? Yes, the trials and tribulations of a soldier. Well, to be plain, they do not afford us many such sexual escapades. I am happy that you were able to enjoy it as much as I was. I feel, though, that I should apologize. I realize my behavior was less a matter of thanks and more manipulation of an unknowing stranger. For that, I am deeply sorry. Please forgive me, human. No, it's truly not. I was wrong to use you in that manner. You were a kind and gentle soul, in more ways than one. I could not have been luckier to have found you on your travels. The truth is, well, I miss my beloved terribly. I'm not the mawkish type, but after he was taken by the abyss, I realized how much I took for granted. There was much regret, and I knew not how to manage it. But your kindness, both in delivering a soul and affording me one more fleeting fantasy, has mended my soul. I am in your debt, human. If you ever find need of my services, don't hesitate to call upon me. No, you can rest easy in that regard. Though you certainly seeded me with great ferocity, you need not worry about a child born out of wedlock. The truth is, I had wanted a child with Sir Artorius for some time, but I could never get pregnant. You may have noticed my scar, or at least one of them, just below my navel. I remember the day well, when I took an arrow to the gut. I would surely have perished, had Artorius not carried me to safety. He saved my life, but I fear the ordeal came at the cost of motherhood for me. So, you can rest assured, there shall be no fruit born of your seed here today. I would not have asked you to release inside had that not been the case. Nonetheless, I believe it is time for us to go our separate ways. You have your duties, and I mine. I shall look forward to crossing paths with you again. Someday. But, for now, let us part with one more gesture of good faith. Farewell, human. I shall never forget you.
Thou wert good to lay bare with the lonely night, but thine journey is not yet complete. Proceedeth now to chapter 22.